Do I have a motion to come out of executive session?
I make a motion we come out of executive session.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And aye. Any action to be taken from executive session? Okay. One other thing I forgot to discuss with you a while ago was the BLM trip I took last week to Wichita, Kansas. We had a 3-hour meeting. It was first of 3 meetings. The one was on Wednesday, and the third one was on Thursday of last week. What the general discussion had to do at that meeting was socioeconomic influences from BLM land and the people that they were trying to serve. Quote. At 2:00 this afternoon, I've got a conference call with the representatives that made the other 2 meetings. We're going to talk to them. I was not impressed with the amount of information given or the discussions as concerning the Red River. Since it was in Kansas, most of the discussion was concerning the mineral interest held in Kansas. And I was very surprised to see that in Kansas, they don't own surface. They just own minerals. And the question came up was, how did BLM get this many minerals in Kansas? And the answer being, whenever they had the Dust Bowl and the farmers were selling out for 5 or 10 cents on the dollar, the federal government bought it up. And then whenever the market became back for land, they sold the land again, but reserved the minerals. And they have hundreds of thousands of acres of minerals in Kansas, especially western Kansas. I made, I won't say friends, I made acquaintances with several commissioners. I think we had 6 or 7 commissioners there at the meeting from Kansas, and a couple of other people. They are very concerned in Kansas about the federal NRCS or FSA, whichever, doing conservation easements where you can sell your rights to your lands for conservation. And they said that the way they're reading the law, this is a permanent conservation easement, where if you sell the rights, it'll never be able to put back in productive agriculture.
Wow. Also take it off the tax roll, wouldn't it?
It would take it off the tax roll also, yes.
You know, when you say easement, how much of a person's land would they be taking as an easement?
Probably all of it.
No, you have to sign up for it, Johnny.
You have to sign up. It's not a taking.
Well, I understand that, but I mean, if you sold them the rights to this easement, how big an easement are we talking about?
Probably all of your farming land.
As an easement? Or?
Well, easement's just the word that they're using.
In other words, they're taking your land. They can do what they want to on your land after that.
No, it's conservation.
You signed up for it.
You sign up for it.
It's like the program they have now. You can do it now, but not permanent. It's like 5 years, 10 years, 20 years.
Like a grass program or something.
Right. But this would be a permanent easement, and they are really spitting fire in Kansas.
Wildlife habitat is mainly what they want in
Georgia. Yes.
I wonder what they pay for such an easement.
Big bucks.
Pretty good bucks.
Really?
Yes.
It'd be by the year, wouldn't it?
I think it's by the year. But it is big bucks.
But it's permanent.
Right. You don't back out.
But there's no ever getting out of it.
Not according to these people I talked to.
If they sold the land, if the landowner sold the land, that easement's still gonna be.
That easement is part of the land.
Sometimes on these land programs like we have, a natural disaster will
come into effect. They'll change in some rules where you can graze or something and, right.
Like that.
The other significant information that I got out of it, they hope to have this complete plan adopted and in place by the end of 2018.
The BLM plans that?
Yes.
By when?
The end of 2018. So there may be a lot of these meetings.
Sure has taken them a long time to figure it out, didn't it?
They've hired a consulting company out of Colorado. They had three women there running the meeting. They knew very little about what the people were talking about.
Were y'all talking about the Red? Were y'all talking about the Red River?
The Red River per se was mentioned one time. And it was only because the guy that had the meeting here knew that was what I was interested in. And he says, but this doesn't include the Red River because the minerals there are owned by the Indian nations, federal government through BIA.
I see.
So that's the only thing.
I had a guy call my house or call me on my phone the other day. I was at home. And we're talking about the BLM and the property over here by the river. And he's a friend of mine, but he's been talking to somebody else about the people riding the four-wheelers and all that stuff down in there and camping and hunting. And being BLM property, they can hunt on it. Anybody can go down there and hunt on it as long as you got a license. And he said through talking to somebody, and I don't know who he was referring to exactly, but that they were talking about the BLM was going to give the biggest property owner over here, that's, what's his name?
Henderson.
Tommy Henderson.
Henderson. Said they were going to give his land back to him, basically. Now, this is what this guy told me. And because he'd been paying taxes on it all these years. They're going to just,
that's part of the proposal.
That's
for
part
everybody.
Of, for everybody?
They can prove up that they pay taxes and got a deed to it.
But as far as the BLM land, he said there's talk that they want to try to sign that land over to an entity to take care of it. Basically, give it to an entity. Just like Clay County or something like that. And I'm like, wait a minute, now, I don't think so. But I said this. I told this guy. I said the state wanted us to sign something saying that we would help them close that entrance down in there. And I said, that's their right of way. We're staying out of it. I said, but I don't see the county ever wanting to take this. And I said, I'm just speaking for myself. I don't see the county ever wanting to. Yeah, and, but what he's talking about is charging folks if BLM gave it to the county. Signed it off. It's our land now. Basically, that's what he said.
They're not going to do that, but go ahead.
He says the talk is that they will, but okay. Then the county set up a deal where they charge people to come in there to ride their four-wheelers, to go camping, to do all that, and to make their money, make money to help oversee it, is what he's saying. I said, I don't think that's
going to work.
That ain't ever going to fly.
Number one, the BLM would love for Clay County.
I mean, that was discussed before.
Assume responsibility for anything that happened up there. But they're not, number one, going to give up the surface, and they're sure not going to give up the minerals. I think a whole lot of this is mineral take in Oklahoma and Kansas more than just at the Red River.
Sure. Well, the guy's got the campground on the other side. Do you know about it? I've never been to it.
Huh? Boat tanks.
He's
going to start all this.
This same guy said that they're looking at buying all that from him, buying his land from him.
You know, he started out, this has been, gosh, 25, 30 years ago. He came up with a deed that he owns 40 acres on the other side of the river. And this deed supposedly takes us down across the river on the Texas side. And so Tommy's not the biggest landowner, or Langford was at the time. But anyway, it came right up next to that bridge. So he threatened to kill anybody that went in that thing. And he took over 1,000 acres down there because of this little
strip he says is his.
Yeah, but they went to court in Oklahoma City, so they ruled on their side. But, they ruled on his side that he owned that little strip of land, but he wound up threatening to kill anybody that went on that other deal and got away with it. It wasn't worth it to them to...
Does he own the old gravel pit that we used to go in down there?
On the other side of the river?
No, it's on this side.
On this side, he...
Well, he got the money for it, but he didn't own it.
He got the money for it?
Yeah.
Out of the lawsuit.
But he didn't own it.
Hmm. Well,
sorry, I didn't mean to drag things out there.
Anyway, the meeting was... uneventful, I will say, as far as we're concerned, except our presence was well noted, and the guy that held the meeting over here, the head BLM man, knew who I was and knew why I was there.
And you got to see some new scenery.
Lots of oil wells. I didn't know northern Oklahoma and southern Kansas had that many oil wells. Every block has got a well on it.
Mm-hmm. Never been to Kansas.
So.
Do you take any pictures to show us?
Shoot, dude, I won't take pictures. I was traveling 75 miles an hour. You don't take pictures.
You're probably traveling more like 80.
No, I just held it and took my time. And it wasn't near as far as I thought it was. It's 300 miles. I think my mileage cap showed 306 or something like that.
Are you not going to do anything with number 20?
I asked and nobody did anything with it. Oh, no, 20, yes. I'm going to make an announcement that we're staying in session and we're going to go out to the brick plant if I can find the guy's number. I can't find Steve Munoz's number.
Well, wouldn't you go out there?
We'll just go out there. We have to, yes.
Sit John on.
Okay.
He'll get us in.
Everybody, we're not officially dismissed. We're staying in session just to go out there.
Hey, I need to get that.
To the brick plant?
Yes.
I'm going to go look right.